Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
Earlier today, the U.S. Tax Court issued its opinion in Wandry, a tax court memorandum decision finding a defined value clause would be respected for gift tax purposes. In 2001, the Wandry family created a family business called Norseman Capital. On January 1, 2004, the petitioners made gifts of LLC units. Each gift was adroitly drafted as a number of units equal to a specific dollar amount. A 2004 gift tax return was timely filed with the service and subsequently audited. The service sought to set aside the defined value gift as a condition subsequent under the Proctor Doctrine. Following Petter, Christensen, and McCord, the tax court held for the taxpayer respecting the specific dollar amount of the gift. LISI commentator Paul Hood is currently preparing a comprehensive analysis of Wandry and the likely next moves in the chess match that began over 70 years ago when the tax court first heard Proctor. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with the 60-Second Planner.